SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here Wednesday night on the grid. A lot going on. Only an hour tonight. Of course, we had a couple technical problems the last hour, but we are now back and rocking with you. 1 hour of CNL, and we have a lot to fit in because there's a ton going on. There's 15 NBA games tonight. Everybody's playing because, as you know, after tomorrow night, they shut down for a week with the NBA All-Star break. So, Joe shaking his head. You have, starting on Friday night, you have a week, no NBA, no NHL every night. Joe gonna be looking at those odds to win the AL East.
I was in the lab last night where Kurtz, I already put in some real plays. No, I put in the Lisi specials, you know, the wheel plays, the baseball, the hockey to make the playoffs.
The futures. You had all the futures out last night.
A couple to pay $800,000.
I got to hear about some of these later if we have time. There's college basketball going on, and we have the golf tomorrow. The Genesis, which is at Torrey Pines, so we'll get some plays out for the golf as well. Going to be raining there all day tomorrow. A little windy, rain, I believe. How did Stewie describe it to me, Joe? Give me one second. Keith Stewart. How did Stewie describe this?
Be nice. The syndicate crew with the golf calling each other pet names.
He said that they
Stewie,
have
Smiley.
Atmospheric, you know. River is what they call it. What's going into atmospheric river heading towards Torrey Pines.
That sounds like champagne taste. Like, I can't picture me at the, you know, you, Smiley, Stewie, you know, hanging out with your, you know, like, you know, the polos and the white shorts with the decks on, you know, drinking your white wine. Hey, Stewie, it's an atmospheric river out there on 9.
Atmospheric river. It's quite the term. So we have a lot going on, as always. Mike Carver with you and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, what do you have tonight? What's going on? There's a lot of NBA games.
I told you, a lot of NBA games. I put in a parlay that I actually thought had a shot, and because of this hack, Zach LaVine, we got no shot. It's Hero for 20. He's got 8. Joker for 12 bounds. He didn't start. And there's Zach LaVine for 25.
You gotta be kidding me. This guy's got points.
He took 3 shots. What's he out there for? He's a waste of space, this guy. I want to tweet him. He's absolutely gutless. He's robbing the paycheck tonight, Carver. This guy sucks.
That's honestly just no good. That's as no good as it gets, Joe.
What is his purpose? He's played 15 minutes. He's shot now 4 times, 3 points. I mean, Malik Monk has more points than him.
DeRozan's
has the same production and putting it in the tin as this hack. I mean, really, he sucked in Chicago and he sucks with Sacramento. I'm tired of these guys.
Man, it's just not right.
This guy's just a complete. What's he gonna wind up with? 9 points? I mean, come on, talk about mailing it in.
Yeah, it's gutless is really what it comes down to. It's completely gutless. I had him for 25, and we didn't even talk about that before. We both ended up. I wish I would have known you had him for 25.
Maybe I would have pivoted a little bit.
Yeah, I would have pivoted too if I would have known you didn't have. You were on him, man. You know, we could both say each other's the mush.
Joker. I'm on Joker assist tonight. Joker assist.
No, I'm on the bounce. I'm on the 12 bounce. I mean, let me ask you this: should I just cash out of it and call it a loser? Because this guy Levine ain't gonna—he's not gonna put 22 in the second half. We got no shot. Man, we're lucky if this guy gets 10. This guy's
we forget Levine. Levine's over. He's not scoring. He's not scoring 22 points in the second half. It's just not.
You know what he's gonna do? This hump. He's gonna tease us too. He's gonna come out third. I'm boring you. He's gonna come out.
Joe, I don't sleep much, man. I mean, you gotta let it go.
Here we go. What do you mean? You don't sleep much.
Stressful day here. I got a lot going on.
Johnny boy, lately over there. You okay? You all right?
A lot going on.
You all right?
A lot going on. Yeah.
You look like you've been hit with more lefts. You're begging for a right. I'll give you the right. You want me to give you the right? You want the uppercut, Larry? So why you been getting knocked around with the book or just the day to day?
No, nothing. No, just life. Just life.
Guy's beaten down. Listen. Talk to me. Come into the water cooler. Come here. Talk. This is a safe zone. You all right?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing to divulge here. Nothing to divulge here.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I was in the lab with Georgie Boy Kurtz yesterday. Okay? And I put this in. Now, George really liked, we touched on the baseball and the hockey because those are his strong suits, right? So he believes the Rangers are going to make the playoffs. So I said, okay. Okay, so plus 128 was in the mix. Okay. So we both hit on the Cincinnati Reds to make the playoffs, plus 245. Okay?
Okay.
So we got the Rangers, Reds, Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl back-to-back at 6-1, and the LSU Tigers to win it all at 20-1. That pays 155 to 1. 1,055 to 1. 1,155 to 1. What do you think?
I mean, you always have to add on all these excessive legs to these things.
Well, excessive legs. The only excessive leg you can make the argument is LSU. And then I added another one. I'm big on Memphis to make a run. They're 150 to 1. So then I did Eagles, Reds, Rangers, and Memphis to win it all. That pays on $100, $831,436.
Hold on a second. Say those last two. What, say that again, that one. Round that one back up.
Eagles, Reds, Rangers.
Eagles, Reds, Rangers.
Right. Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Reds next to make the playoffs. Correct.
Man, you got to tuck that one away for a while, huh? I mean, you got a long time before that one comes a-calling.
Well, I'll tell you what, Memphis wins it all. They might be giving me a nice little payout. Never know.
Memphis to win it all.
I think they're athletic. I like them. 150 to 1.
I
like Memphis.
I prefer you did the Final Four than the whole thing. Give yourself a shot.
Can I bury this Zach LaVine right here? Three
this
points.
Is it. Done with him.
This guy, he needs a kick in his ass to get him going.
You know, DeRozan's been hot too. And I said to myself, should we go back to DeRozan? I go, maybe it's a LaVine night. Maybe they switch it up tonight. LaVine gets hot. No, DeRozan night again. DeRozan's been hot. Unbelievable. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
All right, let me rip off here, Joe, all the stuff that's going on. We mentioned that there's a lot happening, but I didn't tell you exactly where everything is at right now. First, let's run through the NBA. As of right now, Wizards up 5 on the Pacers. They were getting 10.5 tonight at home, and they're up 5 with 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in that one. Celtics up 15 on the Spurs, just under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. Nets are up 12 on the Sixers. Nets have actually been playing well the last week or so. Cavs destroying the Raptors. They're up 32 with 3 minutes, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Knicks are up 12 on the Hawks at the Garden. Cat's having a huge night, Joe. This cat's being a pig. 38 points. He's got, and he ain't coming out either. They never take any of these guys out. He's going to have a big night. Kings are up 2 on the Pelicans at the half. We've already bellyached about that enough. Nothing for Levine. Heat are up 11 in Oklahoma City. They were getting like 14 or 15 points tonight, Joe. The Heat.
Really?
Getting involved. Really? You want to take OKC on the money line? Minus 130, down 11? Or you think this is a paycheck night for them? Shut it down night.
I don't know. You know.
I mean, they're like 43-9. Like, they win every single night. I mean, they're going to take a night off, maybe.
This Levine's got me twisted tonight. He really does. Like, I can't.
You got to let him go. That bet's over with. It's over with. Let it go. Drop it. Stop worrying about it. It's never hitting. We're done with him. Let's move on to the next play. Let's stop wallowing in it, and let's go to the next one. We can't. We can't beat ourselves down.
You want to take the late one? You want to take Jimmy tonight? 25.
I kind of think I know this game just tipped. I put it. I kind of think LeBron's gonna be a bit of a pig tonight. 4 threes for LeBron against the Jazz.
4 threes.
4 threes. Pig time.
What? Why though? Like, what's the reason?
The Jazz suck. I feel like he can light it up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, but they'll probably pull him. I don't want that. I want to take the two late games. Let's take the Warriors game with the Mavs and the Grizzlies and Clippers.
All right, what do you want to do in the Warrior-Mav game? I got to tell you, I already played Buddy Hield 5 threes. And I mean, put it with the golf.
All right, I'm going to do Jimmy for 20 and Kyrie for 25.
Jimmy for 20 and Kyrie for 25. Okay.
And then in the late game, Ja put in 25 last night.
Is he playing?
They have him listed, but I don't want to touch him.
I don't know. Is he playing back-to-back nights?
They have him listed. How about we take Harden?
I'll get you this.
You want to take Harden?
I don't mind that.
Harden for 20. And then let's throw in
Taylor.
Steph.
Taylor Jenkins said 13 minutes ago that Ja remains a game time decision. I mean, come on. Like, let's go here.
Like this Steph Curry now. Now to make 3 threes is like -750. The guy doesn't even shoot anymore. You know, like, we're always twisted here with this. Can Klay Thompson step up? He's gutless every time I bet him.
Against every his old team?
Yeah, you want to take him for 5 threes? At 3-1?
5 threes, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm already in on Buddy for 5 threes. I don't know if I want to do that. What is he three? What is he for four?
4 threes is 135.
Plus 135?
Yep.
You want to do 4 threes Clay and 4 threes Buddy? What does that get you?
I don't even worry. It gets us nickels. I can't. It's not even worth it.
Nickels. Why don't we put it with the golf?
Why don't
Irish
we do?
There's a favorite here.
He why don't we do Irish this? Bear. You know, I have a feeling we're going to get screwed with this because Clay and Steph could be both pigs in this game.
You think a little mano a mano, Clay and Steph going back and forth?
Yeah, let's take Butler out. Let's do mano a mano. The two guys. You see, Steph. I mean, Steph to 5 threes is -125. When's the last time Curry hit 5 threes?
He's been on fire. He's had like 6+ in his last two games. He's
really?
Been on fire.
Yeah, because I haven't bet him. That's why. All right. So you want to take him for 7 threes?
I'm not playing Steph. Not in on Steph. Buddy and Clay.
I'm going to take Steph for 7, Clay for 4, and Harden for 20 tonight. Here we go.
Why can't...
here we go. I mean, maybe he's hot. I mean, maybe he's hot.
What about Kyrie?
And Kyrie for 20? I'll do 20. Kyrie for 20. I mean, really, he's -600 for 20. Like, is this game going to sail through the total? I mean, what are we doing here? I'm taking Kyrie for 20. All right, let's see. Wow. This is.
So what does that get you up to? Read this all off to me again so I could do it with you.
Clay for 4, Steph for 7, Kyrie for 20, and Harden for 20 is +1420.
Barbara Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on the grid. So this is what I did, Joe. So I did Clay for 4, Buddy for 4.
Yeah.
And then I threw Matias a bone, Norm Powell for 4 in the Clipper game.
All right. I mean,
plus
okay.
Plus 940, I used the boost to get to +1222. So they have that dopey right, boost that they only give me a $10 max on. I don't want to get too involved in this stuff tonight, so. That's good enough for
me. I'm involved now. Now I'm like miserable. So
enough with Zach LaVine. Don't get involved.
Now, but the cash out. Now watch. This guy's going to tease us. I guarantee you. He's going to come on like a sheet of, I don't even know, like fire. Now Joker's bounding. Look at this. Hero's got 9. And here we go with Zach LaVine stuck in the trenches like quicksand. 3 points. It's just amazing how you get these gutless guys.
Gotta let him go.
I can't let it go. It's been a while. You
know? I forgot to mention that we also have tonight the opening game in the Four Nations face-off.
What?
Canada and Sweden, Four Nations face-off. Well, the NHL is out for 2 weeks. They have in this Four Nations face-off.
I know, but here's the thing. And Carver, I talked to George about this yesterday. I don't mind having this interseason, tournament like the NBA, okay? How do you have 4 teams? This is like an exhibition. Like, what is this? Like you're telling me we can't, like, it can't be like a mini Olympics or something where we have teams? I mean, how do you have 4 teams?
4 teams and is then stupid.
That's 2 games. You're stopping the season for 2 weeks for this garbage? Are we serious?
Well, they kind of in lieu of the All-Star game. So there's no All-Star game this year. They did this instead.
Oh, there is? There's no All-Star game?
They're doing this instead of the All-Star game.
This is stupid. This is dumb. Who came up with this? Who's the commissioner?
Gary
Bettman's still the commissioner of the NHL, that guy?
He's still hanging on 30-plus years. He's getting to the end, though. He's getting to the end.
Like, it's, you know, I mean, really, guys still hanging on by a thread. And with all the technology, with all the nuances, and he comes up with this miracle. All right. You're going to have a viewership is going to be terrible. Nobody's going to watch this. Whatever guys are hockey fans on the grid, what, you, Gabe, George, that's it. That's
we're into it. I mean, USA's playing Canada Saturday night. I mean, it's a big, big event. USA,
Saturday
Canada.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather watch a big USA Canada match or that dopey slam dunk and 3-point contest in the NBA at the All-Star weekend? What would you rather
watch? The slam dunk and the 3-point
contest. You're just trying to get me gassed up. That's the only reason.
No, I'm not. Is McGlunk? What's his name? McClunk? What's his name? The kid from Tech?
Mac McClung.
Yeah.
Guy who's won the last 2 years.
Is he still in?
He's coming back for the three-peat. He's coming back for the three-peat.
This guy, this is his claim to fame, getting a paycheck. What do you think he gets? They throw him like $100,000 for this?
I think it's got to be he probably gets a little bit more than that. Probably a little bit
enough
more.
Enough to buy a pair of Jordans and you know, free meal. They give him Chick-fil-A and you know, like the Dr. Pepper at halftime. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
The entire thing's a joke. Like, the stars are scared to do the slam dunk contest.
Here comes Zach LaVine. 5 points, Carver. 5.
Yeah, stop. Stop with this stuff.
I told you, 20 more. We could hit pay dirt.
Meanwhile, a couple things college tonight. Notre Dame up 24-18 on Boston College. They're in Chestnut Hill tonight against the Fighting Blewetts. Mm-hmm. Xavier smashing Providence at the dunk, 68-45. Ohio State up 15 on Washington. Texas Tech up 3 on Arizona State. They're early in that game. Duke up 7 on Cal. Man, they were laying a healthy number tonight, Joe. What was a Duke number, like 22, 23? They were laying some big wood against Cal tonight.
Haven't been playing too well.
No. Arkansas up 1 on LSU. Missouri up 8 on Oklahoma. St. John's lost to Villanova tonight. You know, they were 2.5-point road favorites.
Smidge!
Didn't get it done. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Let me just finish, Joe, a couple things I was saying to you with college. St. John's lost outright to Villanova. Ole Miss beat it South Carolina by 4. They definitely didn't cover that game. Iowa went to Rutgers and won. Man, Rutgers sucks, Joe. They have like 2 of the best players in the country. They're going to go in the top 5 of the NBA draft, and they're like under 500 now. That's just
how
an
is
awful
that possible?
Job.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Like, you even look like tonight. Like, Harper had 11. Ace Bailey had 13. Like, I mean, those kids are going to go. Both of them are supposed to go in the top 5 of the draft, and they lose it. Usually college is a game where, like, 1 or 2 guys can get you, you know, a minimum into the tournament. Yeah, 1 or 2 guys super talented. They're not even going
to
get that.
They're going to have to win out. Should we bet them for the Big East? Should we bet them for the Big Ten tourney? You're going to have to bet it.
Pretty hard. That's a long road to get through, man, to get through that. A lot of teams. Bobby Moe with a win at Cleveland State tonight. How about Bobby Moe?
Robert Morris. Bobby Moe, huh?
Bobby
it's been a
Moe.
While. Yeah, I like Memphis to win it all. I'm going, this hero's got 7. You see, I told you he's going to. And what's this hero, too, Levine's got 7. Hero with 9. Every night, this guy, he's minus money to score 15, 20. This guy sucks. Are their heads straight now that Jimmy Butler's not on the team anymore? I mean, what is Spoelstra doing? They're smashing OKC right now. They're up by 13. This hack has 9 points.
Smash.
It's not even funny anymore. I don't even know what we're doing. Really.
Not even funny anymore, Joseph. Not even funny. Suns are up 6 on the Rockets at the half. You know, this pig, this Royce O'Neal, again, 3 threes in the first half. Amazing. It really is, Joe.
Carver, I'm aggravated.
What are you aggravated about?
I'm aggravated about this Levine.
Why can't you? I know you don't like listening to me. I know you don't want to hear it when I tell you this. You gotta clean the slate sometimes. You know that one's not coming in. You gotta let it go and move on to the next thing.
What's the next thing? More hacks? Thing.
You got a whole bunch of plays. This Maverick Warrior game. You got all this other stuff. Throw a little something on the Four Nations here. I mean, you move on to the next thing. The golf. What do you look like in the golf this week? Come on.
Throw something together.
Elevated event, Joe. Elevated event.
I don't do well with the elevateds.
Because your guys aren't there.
So who do we have?
There's a few of your guys down the board.
Nah.
Oh,
what about this Aberg?
Nico,
what about this
Aberg?
How about Finau at 40-1?
Finau, good number. Nicky Dunlap, 250-1 this week, down the board.
How about this guy? You want to go back to Willie Z here at 50-1? I mean, could this guy?
I like Willie Z this week. I like Willie Z.
Could he win it?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Maybe.
I don't know, because ever since he won and he came in second in the Masters, this guy is absolutely a hack.
He's done a little bit more. He's won an event since then. He's had a couple of other top five major finishes. You want to put it? Is there like some dopey UFC fight on Saturday night you could parlay him with?
Don't get me in with the UFC. Don't start with this.
MVP.
Baby. Let's go. You know I always got something cooking up in the store. Come on now, Joe. Don't be scared, baby.
What do you have? Let me hear
who's
this.
Who's fighting this week? Is this a fight night, I guess?
It is. And you know what? I love a RoboCop, man. RoboCop at minus 225. Gregory Rodriguez in the main event against Jared Cannonier, man. RoboCop, the Brazilian. The Brazilians right now are on fire, man. And this guy, he's made out of power. Like, you know what I mean? He's a forceful guy. He's going to finish him. He's going to finish him, Joe. He's going to sleep him. And Joe? I've been afraid to pick how they're going to win ever since, you know, we screwed you with that Nicky Dunlap stuff. But this time, Rodriguez via TKO, Joe. Rodriguez via TKO, baby.
Destined to win on cards. You get invited to TKO. These guys gonna win on cards. Didn't Duplessis win on cards again on Saturday night against?
He did win on cards. And not only that, Sean Strickland's coach came out and said, "I only want to coach world champions." So he has to go rethink, his way of fighting. And turns out Sean Strickland comes out today and says, "Yeah, he's not going to be with me in my next fight. We're still going to be friends." But yeah, he pretty much fired his coach, guys.
I mean, whatever. Win some fights.
Come on with the firing of the coach. He's immune to staph infections. That's what he said. I mean, come on. Now you're giving me a guy minus 225.
No. I also gave him to you via TKO. I also gave him to you via TKO.
Gregory Rodriguez?
This guy's a powerful guy, man. He's been finishing fights left and right. That's the thing. And Cannonier's getting up there with age. He's not the same old guy that can't take a punch and stay in there. He had his moment. He got his championship fight. He lost to Adesanya, and now he's on the come down. You know, Cannonier's been around for a long time, and I respect this guy. He's fought in multiple weight divisions. He's been elite in multiple weight divisions. He almost became a champion in the middleweight division when everybody thought he was done. So he's had a great ride. No disrespect to him whatsoever. But Rodriguez right now is a very dangerous guy. Riding this wave, and this guy might be a future champ. Like literally, he could do it. This guy's been killing fighters. You know, if he finishes Cannonier, Dana might give him a title shot. Literally, you never know with Dana. This guy's been finishing so many fights. If he does it again and he finishes Cannonier in stunning fashion, like they could give him a big fight again.
Fashion.
So I like it. I like him via TKO, guys. I'm telling you, he's a killer right now.
You know who I'd like to sick him on? Zach LaVine right now. This hack has 7 points. I can't. I hope they sweep the leg on Zach LaVine right now. I mean, this guy is just unbelievable. Joker shot out of a cannon with the bounce. They're not even through the first quarter. He's got five already. I mean, hero, gutless, 9 points. Another one stuck in quicksand. These guys, I hate the NBA. I can't stand it. I can't stand the NBA. Isolation. I can't. And then on top of it, you push me into two more hacks that are past their prime in Curry and Klay Thompson.
I didn't play either of those guys. I played Klay only because you wanted to. I'm on Buddy. Buddy's my guy tonight. Buddy for five. Buddy for four. Norm Powell.
I have Steph for seven threes tonight.
Go play this back because I know we can go ahead. I said to you, don't get involved with Curry.
Joe, I got one more name for you for the UFC, baby. Chaos Williams. How do you like that name, Joe?
Chaos Williams.
+175. Great value. This guy knocks guys out. +175 is singing to me right now. Chaos Williams. Creating some chaos with Joe. Come on.
That is the type of guy Joe would take. Chaos Williams.
But that's I had to throw it in there. I've seen that he's fighting at plus money, Joe. I got to tell you, chaos, baby.
Wait a second. Two things. Is his name really Chaos, and does he wear a cape coming into the
thing? No, his name is really Chaos. Yes, it is. It's not his nickname. It's Chaos Williams.
What is his walkout song? What does he come out in? Does he come in like Darth Vader? what does he look like?
No, he comes out with hip-hop. He comes out with hip-hop. This guy's a killer, though. He knocks guys out.
Powerful. Where is he from? What's the background?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, great to have you aboard. Sweden did finally get on the board against Canada. It's now 2-1 with about 9 minutes to go in the second period. So 2-1, Canada leads Sweden. And they almost had a shot at another one right there, Joe. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Yeah, all it's right. Fun. Tomorrow night, USA-Finland will play. Four nations face-off. Exciting.
Is Mats Naslin still on there? Mats Naslin.
Guy retired like 20 years ago.
Mats.
I know. Probably about 20 years ago he retired.
You're not shocked that I still remember him, Mats Naslin?
No, it's because, again, it's somebody that you remember from back in the day. Back in the day. There's nothing wrong with that. Back in the day. LeBron's got a three.
And our great producer's trying to sell me on this chaos. He's sending me clips in between the break. The kid's from Lansing, Michigan. Chaos for Bam Bam, whatever his name is.
Chaos Williams.
Chaos Williams.
I got no juice for any of that. I'm not involved.
You're going to miss me on Friday.
Where are you going?
Grey Goose Lodge.
The Grey Goose Lodge. Where the hell is that?
I might be headed down to the down I-95.
Must be nice. A lot of trips for you. Been in a lot of places lately.
What do you mean? Lot of trips for me? Really?
Just in New Orleans for a week.
That was work-based.
Still a trip. Still go away. Still,
I did 23,000 steps a day almost. My feet were throbbing. You don't care. Trip. You don't care.
You lay your head down at home? Did you lay your head down at home at night?
No.
Trip.
Oh, really? Is that? So when you take the kids to the Grey Goose or Grey Wolf, that's a trip.
That's a trip.
That's a trip. There you go.
It's not. I mean, it's not. You know, it's not. It's not fun, but it is what it is.
Oh,
you know?
It's not fun. Here we go. No, it's not fun. I gotta watch the kids in the pool. I don't have any downtime. I wish I could just watch the golf. I know you. Well,
you know what? Next weekend's actually a good weekend to go because the golf's in Mexico next week. It's not before they head to Florida, not one of their better events.
Maybe I'll have Stewie on.
Weak field.
Maybe I'll call up Stewie and see if he comes on and we can break down the golf. Me and
if you want to have Stewie on, Stewie's always open to come on.
Oh, man, maybe I'll get Stewie on, or maybe I'll get, Smiley. Maybe I'll make a few calls, you know?
Smiley could be a little bit tougher for you. But
trying to say I don't have a bad phone in my thing here.
I mean, you got plenty of connections. I mean, you must have made, you probably shaking hands and kissing babies down in New Orleans last week. Breaking bread with a lot of...
Breaking
bread with plenty of people. You had a lot of dinners set up down there.
Really?
A lot of dinners set up in the future and the pay. You know, you got a lot of dinners. So you get to break bread with enough people. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Thanks, coach. You're part of the syndicate crew now. This is your time to shine. You and what do you mean? Golf handicapping. You're pure A number one. This is it. New York, New York. A number one.
Joe said that you were out on auditioning the other day when you were out. You were auditioning for the syndicate crew.
How did the audition go?
I wish I was doing that.
Give us your picks for Super Bowl Sunday next year. I like the Eagles and Bills. Great job. I can't bust your chops, you see? I tell you, you should have thrown him a curveball. You should have told him the Browns and the Cowboys. Why don't you throw him a fastball? They think you're unique little knuckler.
Long night.
Why, kid? Yeah, it was a long night. Why? Oh, good.
Had the draft for the softball team, for my daughter's softball team, and it's all just
nonsense. Now you have to draft
nonsense.
These kids? You draft Joe, these
it's
kids?
It's such nonsense. It really is. You got talking 7 and 8 year old kids, and you're drafting them onto teams, and it's like, you know, you think that they're on the podium with Goodell, it's just, please. And then you're trying to get, you know, their friends to stay together, and it's just a total nightmare. It's a total nightmare.
All right. Let me just tell you this. Hero and Levine have come alive. Hero with 11. Levine's
got 12.
He's not
getting 15 points in the fourth quarter. He's not getting.
Why? He's got 12.
He's not even halfway there. And he's in the going to the fourth quarter.
Why can't he get 13 points?
I know. I love this about you. You never want to give it up. You always want to think that there's still a shot. You always want to try to find the angle. It's dead.
That's it. I fight to the end.
It's got no shot of coming in.
Now, here we go. I don't, you know, you're always like the worst. You're like the kryptonite, always wishing us bad. It's not right by you,
it's
really.
It's got no shot.
No shot. I know. It's got no shot. Here we go. No shot.
It is
all
what
right.
It is.
You know, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know.
I haven't seen you since the other night. That late night Mountain West game went way over. Got another one tonight, don't we? Don't we got a late night Wyoming game?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
What do you want to take? Wyoming, New Mexico, 10 o'clock East tip, 143.5.
Now let's do the under. Let's take the under.
The under, huh?
Yep.
They were way under last time, 61-53, when they played last month in Wyoming. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, before we go, because I just remembered, it felt like we started the show, but really, we're done coming up here because we missed the first hour. We're only doing an hour. Genesis at Torrey Pines teeing off tomorrow. For me, Morikawa 16-1, Cantlay 33-1, Irish Bear 45-1, Willie Z 50-1, Akshay Bhatia 80-1. Placements, Rory top 5 plus 150, Fleetwood top 10 plus 300, Keegan Bradley top 10 plus 400, Maverick McNealy top 20 plus 160, Harry English top 20 plus 210, Justin Rose top 20 plus 300. First round leader bombs, Cantlay 33, Pender 35, Minwoo Lee 45, Daniel Berger 55, Ben Griffin 70, and Mark put the Hubbard in the cupboard 110-1 for the first round leaders.
There you go. Sounds like a winner. I like Finau. Yeah. I like Willie Z. And I like, what's his name? Agabe? What was his name?
Who are you talking about?
I got to find them now. Hang on.
Aberg? Ludwig Aber?
Yeah, Aber. Yeah. And for a deep shot, I'm not gonna overthink it. Billy Ho, 120-1.
Billy Ho usually plays well. It's supposed to be some tough conditions this week. Not gonna be one of these 20-20 under weeks. This is gonna be like a 6-7-8 under type of week for somebody to win. Very tough golf course. Very tough conditions. Billy Ho is a grinder. You could be in there. Billy Ho likes to grind. Got to be a grinder this week at Torrey Pines South. Also, Joe, tomorrow, there's not a lot of great college basketball games, but there's a lot. Your Memphis team, who's 20-4, is playing USF. They're laying 7.5. That'll actually start, Joe, after we're on, because that's a 9 o'clock East tip. So we'll be able to get a little something in on that before it goes. A lot of, Anteaters tomorrow night.
No, maybe we jump on them. Maybe they'll actually.
Anteaters.
We'll take them against the Gauchos. Maybe they're back on track. This team
is
absolutely. 9.5,
they're laying at home. They're at home tomorrow night, too. You like them at home. They're at the Ant House. At the Ant House, they play better.
Yeah, this Hero's killing me tonight. Come on.
The funniest part is that the Anteaters are 20-4 this season, and I think that two of the four losses were the last two times we bet them. Anteaters. Team's 20-4. We bet them in the two losses.
Well, there you go. Carver and Lisi need to kick it up a notch. All right.
Hawaii on the Big Island against Long Beach State tomorrow night, too. Bailout, blowout.
No. We're taking the over in that game. Why? No good? Why? Because
I don't love it.
All of a sudden, wheels Carver. You know, Frankie Wheel over here. With all, I don't love it. I don't. We're back to this now for 6 months, where you override me on every bet. Nah, I don't see it. I don't like it. I don't. Here we go. You're gonna start dragging me, and this is where my account goes south because you start dragging me in every opposite direction. I'm sticking to my guns this year. No, you're not dragging me down into the weeds like you normally do.
Sticking to your guns this week. You're sitting here tonight. You're on Zach LaVine, Clay Thompson, Curry.
What about you?
Yeah, but I know that I'm keeping unit management with these plays. Unit management. There's none of that from you. It's just fire it away. Fire away.
You must be following the Martingale system.
Unit Frank, management when you come through.
This is it.
Quarter unit.
Yeah.
Half a unit.
Buy high, sell higher. Martingale. Cost average. I bought it at 140. It's trading 128. Buy it again. Double down. The Martingale system.
All right, Joe. Good job as always. Go Buddy and Clay tonight. Let's go. Nice job by Matthias Verbell. We're back with you tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Castle Out Tickets.